This week, a monumental moment happened for Bitcoin, with some of the largest companies in the world now able to offer it to their clients, sparking predictions of a $3 million Bitcoin. We're showing how Bitcoin is helping rural communities turn water into electricity. And where is the UK in all of this? Have they shot themselves in the foot or just lagging behind? Before we kick off today, please remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you are watching or listening. Okay, let's dive into the stories for the week. First up, we travel to Bondo in Malawi, where Bitcoin is making a real difference. We see how Bitcoin mining is turning water into electricity in rural communities. The Bondo power plant was initially supported by finance from aid and development agencies, but now Bitcoin covers the running costs. This offers a commercial incentive that does not rely on subsidies to deliver power to remote regions, whilst exploiting energy waste at times of low use, as overnight, for example. This remarkable story shows how Bitcoin offers a practical solution in regions affected by issues like poor governance and lack of infrastructure. Next, we delve into the drama surrounding the SEC. On Wednesday, their X account was compromised, sending out a post saying that they had actually approved the long-awaited Bitcoin ETF, just a day before the decision deadline. This led to widespread confusion. The incident was initially claimed to be a hack by the SEC, but X later denied this, stating, "We can also confirm that the account did not have two-factor authentication enabled at the time the account was compromised." This was rather ironic due to the fact that SEC have been telling people to turn on their two-factor authentication for years now. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the significant moment that happened this week, and it's something that we have been speaking about here at the Bitcoin Collective for the last few years. It's the approval of a spot Bitcoin ETF in the US. This marks a huge step for Bitcoin adoption as it slowly moves into the mainstream. ARK Invest, one of the companies approved for a Bitcoin ETF, released a chart showing the impact the first US gold ETF had on the gold price when it first got approved in 2004. If we were to see a similar situation with Bitcoin, we could expect to see a $3 million Bitcoin in the next 5 to 6 years. I really like this because it's not just aimlessly predicting like many like to do. It's using what I would regard as the closest asset to Bitcoin and looking at the reaction that the gold price had to having its first US ETF approved. If you want to find out more about ETFs or they still just boggle your mind, don't worry, there's a lot of us in that situation. I've put some resources in the description below. Turning our attention to the UK, where we find a less encouraging situation. With America moving forward with Bitcoin ETFs, the UK seems to be lagging behind, or moving backwards for that matter. The UK is implementing measures that are inadvertently causing an exodus of Bitcoin and crypto-related businesses, along with tighter restrictions on purchasing Bitcoin. We also saw this week the Bank of England's governor saying Bitcoin is not taking off as a financial service, because using Bitcoin as a payment method is pretty inefficient. It all seems rather opposite to over the pond. To wrap up, the ETF is something we've been discussing at the Bitcoin Collective for years. We had Fidelity, Coutts Bank, P1 Investment taking the stage at our last conference alongside Peter McCormack. to discuss what we called it, the institutional wall of money. It's a huge step for Bitcoin and feels like a step towards Bitcoin becoming a credible investment for mainstream investors. But please remember, if you purchase the Bitcoin ETF, you're not actually purchasing Bitcoin. You're buying a security that tracks the market price of Bitcoin. As people say in the space, not your keys, not your coins. If you want to learn more about this, we have lots of resources on our website. That's all from us this week. Thank you very much for tuning in, and please don't forget to subscribe.